It's time for One Man's Family now, and then it'll be time for the Quiz Kids. A full hour of entertainment. One Man's Family, then the Quiz Kids.
One Man's Family, brought to you by TABCIN, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today, this venerable family begins its 19th year of broadcasting. So, with grateful thanks to you loyal listeners, and with a congratulatory bow to the author and to the cast, Miles Laboratories presents another chapter in the lives of the barbers. Chapter 5, Book 74, entitled Joseph Creighton, Fraud or Genius. The sun is setting in San Francisco. From Seacliff, you can look out onto the Pacific, which glows with a rubescent light. It is that time of day, so strangely beautiful and so strangely sad. The setting sun proclaiming the day is over and that the night must follow. Inexorable time. It is with some such thoughts that Paul Barber brings his car to a stop in the driveway of the family home. As he steps out, he sees Nicolette across the hedge at Jack's house.
Hi, Nicolette. Well, you got enough white flags there for a whole army to surrender.
Oh, what did you say?
Well, it's not worth repeating.
I almost forgot to bring in the children's clothes. The sun will be down shortly. They would have got damp.
Yeah. Look at that sun, Nicolette. Just beginning to sink into the ocean.
Isn't it gorgeous? Like a giant fiery orange.
Mm-hmm. Pulsing into the sea.
Yes. You can see it moving, can't you?
Wouldn't mind being up in the plane looking down on that.
Doesn't it give you a great sense of power to fly, Paul?
Well, most of my flying is with students these days. When one of them is at the controls, you don't feel too powerful.
No, I imagine not. Look, the sun is almost halfway down now. It's making a red path along the water.
The fire that severs day from night.
I like that.
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but I think it was Shakespeare who thought of it ahead of me.
You shouldn't have told me.
What would have me deceive thee, woman?
Oh, Paul, it is so good to see you lighthearted. Or are you just pretending that you are?
Why do you say that?
Because sometimes your eyes are sad.
Well, I'm always a little baggy around the eyes long toward evening, Nicolette. What's good for that, ice?
Oh, Paul.
Of course, if you really want to see bags, you should catch me when I wake up in the morning. It's frightening. Well, so much for the anatomical side. Unless you've had an operation you think might be interesting. Oh, hello. Isn't that Hazel driving in?
Oh, yes. With Clifford.
My car on your way?
Hiya.
Cliff's been playing golf, I guess.
I've seen him practicing in the backyard here the last few days.
Well, you look pretty sharp in that outfit, son. Anything I can help you with, Hazel?
No, thanks. I've got it.
Well, I burned up the golf course today. These gloves are heavy. Hi, Nicolette.
Clifford, you are getting tan, no?
Well, anyway, it's sunburned.
What's that you got there, Hazel?
Oh, I was just bringing back this chafing dish to Mother.
Oh, Nicolette, I didn't see you over the hedge. Sorry. Hello.
Hello, Hazel. Goodness, this hedge is getting too high.
Or Nicolette's getting shorter.
So you burned up the course, huh, Cliff?
Well, maybe not burned, but I didn't do so awful, considering it's the first time I've played in about 17 years. I don't mind telling you I'm pretty fagged, though. Got as far as Hazel, and she drove me home. I don't think I could have made those last five blocks. Thanks a lot, Hazel.
I told you I had to come over anyway.
Oh, yeah, the shaving dish.
Well, scenery, that thing's on the road about half the time.
Seems to be, doesn't it? Poor Mother never has it when she wants it.
Yes, we had it over here at Jack and Betty's for a long time.
Well, I'll take it in.
Well, leave it here. I'll take it in a minute.
Oh, thanks, Paul, but I want to say hello to Mother. I might be able to help her a little before I go back home.
What's the matter with Mrs. Kettleman? She break her arm?
Help her do what?
Now, isn't that just like a man? Don't you know there's always a lot of extra work when you have a guest for dinner?
Yes? Who's coming?
Why, Judge Hunter, didn't you know?
Yes, nobody tells us anything.
Oh, too bad about you. Well, I'll see you later, Nicolette.
Goodbye, Hazel.
Okay, Cliff, give us a rundown on your game today.
Sure, you want me to go over it hole by hole?
Oh, you can skip the details. What was your score?
Well, you mean counting the whiffs?
The whiffs? Oh, is that when you missed the ball?
Oh, it ain't anything else, baby.
Well, at least you got all the equipment. It's a very natty sweater Mom made you.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp, huh? Made quite a hit out there. Well, if I can get this bag up on my shoulder, I'll go and take a shower.
Here, I'll help you.
All right.
There you are.
Thanks. Time you carry these things 18 holes, I get mighty heavy, partner.
Well, don't they have caddies to carry the bag?
Sure, but caddies cost dough, honey. Well, here I go. Foot sore and weary. Be seeing you.
All right, Clifford. He's such a lovable person.
Yeah.
Well, I had better finish getting my clothes in.
Oh, why don't you let Jack do it?
Oh, poor Jack. He isn't even home from the office yet. He is working so hard these days.
Yeah, I know he is. I was kidding. You know, I used to wonder about him a little. I didn't think he was taking the law too seriously, but he's certainly coming through, isn't he?
Indeed he is. Jack acts young and all that, but he has a fine mind. And when he has a job to do, he does it.
And he proved that the way he handled Dad's case. And incidentally, Dad himself, which takes a bit of doing.
Oh, I'm so glad the case was settled without a trial and all that.
Yeah. Jack did all the work. Judge Hunter's coming over to take the bows tonight, I guess.
There. Sun is gone. See?
Mm-hmm. Seems as if it plopped right into the water.
Well?
Oh, I'm keeping you. You want to get those clothes in, don't you?
I think I should.
Yeah. Well, wish the judge wasn't coming tonight.
Why?
Well,
you're lonely, Paul.
Is that what it is?
Isn't it?
Maybe. Anyway, it was nice watching the sunset with you.
Yes, Paul. It was.
Every day, more and more folks write to tell us how much they enjoy One Man's Family and how wonderful they think Tabson is. And it's true. Tabson is wonderful. Tabson, the new antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms, does more than tablets containing antihistamine alone. You see, Tabson is a combination of ingredients. Tabson contains a dependable antihistamine to check the sneezing and sniffling and the irritation in the nose and throat. But Tabson goes further. There's a pain-relieving ingredient to take care of the aches and pains of a cold and to reduce fever. And Tabson has a special ingredient to help counteract that dull, drowsy feeling. Tabson is easier to take because it is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow, with no unpleasant aftertaste. All of these extra benefits make Tabson outstanding among the antihistamine tablets. Have you tried Tabson yet? Have you found, as so many folks have, how effective Tabson is when it comes to checking cold symptoms? Once you've tried it, we believe you'll be convinced. Get a package of Tabson today and keep it in hand in case spring colds should threaten your family. Remember, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabson quick. Feel better quick. That's Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Across the hedge from the family home at Jack Barber's house, Nicolette is just going in the back door. She finds Betty in the kitchen.
Fresh, clean clothes that have been dried in the sun, Betty. They have a nice smell.
Haven't they, though? Was that Paul you were talking to?
Yes, Paul and Hazel and Clifford. Clifford played 18 holes of golf today. He was so tired.
When I think how hard Jack has to work, I'm afraid I'm not very sympathetic. This morning, just after Jack went to the office, Cliff was out in the backyard with an old niblick or something, practicing putting.
Oh, no. One does not putt with a niblick, Betty. Surely one putts with a putter, isn't it so?
Well, anyway, pretty soft for Cliff. Well, the other night, Jack was so tired he fell asleep at dinner.
Oh, and he is the lucky one. Even so.
Lucky?
Of course, Betty. Jack is accomplishing and earning his own way. Don't you suppose Clifford would love to be like Jack and Paul with his work to do in the world? To be sure he would. He is like someone who was defeated long ago. And for his own self-esteem, he can only pretend he was not defeated. It is really very sad.
What defeated him?
Who knows what or who? There are different natures. Some people cannot take a vital place, however much they want to. They're afraid of failing, perhaps.
But he always seems so carefree and happy.
In his own way, he is brave. Brave and frightened.
I guess that's right. Goodness, how do you know so much about people?
Whether I know much is the question, but that I talk too much, there is no doubt of that. I'm gossiping like an old lady at a tea. Did you know Jack just drove in?
He did?
I will see about the children so there will not be turmoil when he walks in. I'll keep them upstairs a moment.
Thank you, Nicolette. Was pretty noisy last night.
Hi.
Oh, hiya, Betty. How are you? How are the kids?
Oh, everybody's fine. Nicolette's with them. Why don't you sit down here a minute and have a nice cool drink or something?
Yep.
I'm tired, darling. Grape juice?
Uh-uh.
Tomato juice, how's that?
Oh, swell. Oh, boy. nice to get home.
What's happening at the office? You come home completely exhausted every night. Here's your juice.
Thanks. Well, Judge Hunter's giving me a little more responsibility all the time.
Court cases?
Yeah, and estates and consultations.
Shows you're succeeding. But he doesn't have to work you to death.
Listen, when a young lawyer has six daughters, they can work him as hard as they want to.
Why?
Because he can't quit, that's why.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, honey, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that, well, a guy with six little girls, he isn't going to go flitting around from job to job. They know I'm ambitious, so they give me plenty to do.
Why don't they give you more money?
Well...
Have you asked for a raise?
Well, I'll get a raise, all right.
You keep on getting more and more responsibility, so you come home completely fagged out every night. Well, they ought to... Hey, Jack, I've got a wonderful idea.
Hmm?
Judge Hunter's at the folks' house for dinner tonight.
Yeah?
Well?
Well, what?
Well, isn't it obvious? You can drop in over there after a while and sit down beside Judge Hunter and chat with him in an informal way.
What for?
Well, you can chat about your six little daughters and how expensive everything is. And you can mention how glad you are to have all the extra new responsibilities. And then you can say, so how about more money?
Oh, no, it just isn't done that way.
But aren't you going over there at all?
Not me. I hear enough precisely during the day without filling up my ears.
Precisely. It isn't very often that I accept an invitation to dinner these days, Fanny.
Yes, we feel quite honored, Glenn.
Yes, old bachelor set in his ways. How do you put up with this splenetic husband of yours, Fanny?
Oh, he grunts and fusses, but we manage to do pretty well together.
Precisely.
Will you be ready to eat pretty soon?
Anytime, Fanny, anytime.
Well, dinner will be ready in a little while now. Mrs. Kettleman just stuck her head around the door.
I hope you won't think it's a reflection on your meal if I don't eat a great deal. A little careful of my diet. Yes, you've lived alone down at that club so many years, you don't know what a good meal tastes like. Well, I know my stomach and you don't, Henry. That's why I prefer to dine alone at the club. They know my stomach, too. I was taught to eat what was put in front of me, and that's the way we've brought up our children. All been very healthy.
If you'll excuse me, Mrs. Kettleman wants something.
Where are Paul and Clifford, Fanny?
They're taking showers. They'll be right down. So you don't need to start fussing about that.
Remarkable woman. Hope you appreciate that, Henry. Knows just how to handle you, which is no easy matter. You talk as if I were a problem. I wouldn't say you were the most tractable person in the world. Matter of fact, you're downright stubborn at times. Just because I don't blindly follow your advice, I suppose, without giving it some thought and consideration first, eh? There are several facets to this Frome case that we've just settled. But you had no choice but to settle it. From a legal standpoint, that is. Yes, all I'm saying is that my admission of guilt to that Frome suit might have future complications. In what way? You surely don't intend to go on to his property again, do you? Certainly not, but now that I've given in to him without a fight, why, who knows what charges he might come up with next to harass me and my family. We can face that situation when it comes. Yes, wouldn't put anything past him. Oh, that's perfectly true from what I hear. But then he's way off in Europe, and I don't think you'll hear any more of him then. How do you know he's in Europe? Why, I've been given to understand that he went there with his sister, this Christine Abbott that Paul was to marry. Isn't she playing concerts over there? Yes, but he could very well have come back. What's to prevent him? Have you any evidence to support that statement? Well, this suit he filed... My dear Henry, I've told you that in this kind of civil suit, it is not necessary for the plaintiff to be within the jurisdiction of the court physically. In fact, I pointed out to you that the very nature of the complaint that was filed was, in itself, evidence that the man is not here. Yes, the complaint? Precisely. It was a complaint signed and verified by the attorney. Don't you suppose that if Frome had been here, that he would have signed it himself? Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want us to know that he's here. What would be his reason? No, no, I know the man is without reason. Haven't I said over and over that we're dealing with an unstable man? Why, he could be up to anything. Oh, fiddle-faddle. Yeah, so you say. Give it a week or two and the whole thing will be forgotten. Yes, it'll take a long time for this family to forget Rex would Frome. Yes, Frome was responsible for breaking up Paul's marriage, wasn't he? Yes, yes. Being the kind of man he is, it might be just as well. That would have been a tragedy for Paul to be saddled with a man like that for a brother-in-law. He's a man full of hate, Glenn. Dangerous.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm convinced that he deliberately led Paul on with his sister so that he could break it up and hurt Paul.
Henry, are you saying you think the sister was a party to such a nefarious scheme?
I said no such thing.
Of course not. My information is that She's a talented and a wholly worthwhile person who really loved Paul.
Yes, but there's no question that she is completely under the spell or the domination or something of that worthless brother.
Precisely. It's a great pity for Paul. It couldn't have worked out after all these years.
Yes, yes. That's enough for now, huh?
Exactly. Well, Paul, glad to see you.
How are you, Judd?
Getting grayer every time I see you. Becoming, very becoming, Paul.
Well, thank you. How are you this evening, Dan?
As well as might be expected, I suppose. Is Clifford coming down? Your mother will be calling us to dinner shortly.
Oh, he'll be down. He played golf today. I imagine he has an appetite.
Golf.
What's the matter with that? You used to play it yourself every Saturday, Henry.
Only as a relaxation from work. No point to the game otherwise. Cliff is just fooling himself by taking up these things like golf. He'll never be happy until he knows the satisfaction that comes with working at the job. Nobody ever listens to what I say, though, just like Paul here. I used to try to tell him about Rexford Chrome. Wouldn't listen. In the end, they find I'm right.
Pretty sure of himself, isn't he, Paul?
Yes, he is.
Hmm? Isn't it true what I said?
Oh, it may be very true, Dad, but I've learned the truth can't be simplified into bald statements of this is white and this is black. All right, reach right here. Hello. Oh, hi, Claude.
Huh?
It's for me, Dad. It's Claudia. I was talking to Dad. Mm-hmm. Judge Hunter's here. I'm just about to eat dinner. I'll tell him. Claudia says to tell you she's pouting because you'll never come to her house for dinner.
Yeah, she doesn't know his stomach.
Dad says you don't know the judge's stomach.
I told her that myself. Look, give her my love.
Just a second, Claude.
And tell her I'll be calling on her shortly to see how Joan is conducting herself.
The judge says he'll be calling on you shortly to check up on Joan. What's that? Oh, what's up? Well, have you any idea where she is? But she did call to say she wouldn't be home. Well, the fact that she called is a pretty good sign, Claude. Oh, no, Joan may be a little impetuous, but she's got a pretty level head. Yeah, it's quite possible she might be with him, but I don't think it'd be advisable to go running down there. No, I think I'd give her a chance to come home on her own, so...
Mr. Creighton, I'm Joan Lacey.
Oh, the beautiful Mrs. Lacey's daughter, huh? Well, what are you doing here?
I came to talk to you about a portrait.
Whose?
A portrait of me.
Oh. Pardon me while I finish this, will you? Sit down if you want to. Push that stuff off the couch. Or there's a chair. Push the stuff off the chair. Make yourself at home. I'm kind of busy. I've got a gal friend who's going to cook dinner for me after a while. Like spaghetti?
What?
Nah, never mind. I guess she wouldn't want you around anyhow. Know what I'm doing here? Look at this. This is a line drawing. It's for an ad. For Pete Achilles' hamburger stand, no less.
An advertisement.
I know. Why is one of America's leading young artists wasting his talents? Because America's leading young artists have to eat. That's why.
What do you do with all your money? Just spend it?
All what money?
Well, you sell lots of pictures. I've been meeting about you.
Do tell.
You told us you were very expensive.
So I am, sister. So I am.
Well, don't you get paid for your pictures?
Well, sure. Then I go somewhere. Do you ever go anywhere?
Not very often, I'm afraid.
Well, you go somewhere sometime and see what it costs. Paris, for instance. Or Rome. Don't breathe on me, dear. Just sit down over there. Huh?
Well, you said to come and look.
No, I didn't tell you to lean over and breathe on me. I've got claustrophobia or whatever it is when you hate to be crowded. Sit down. You want a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh, don't sound so horrified. I don't drink myself. I was going to offer you a Coke.
Oh, I'd like a Coke.
Then go fix one. I've got to get this out tonight or I'd be more hospitable. How's your dazzling mother?
Oh, all right.
And your stuffy father? How's he?
He's only my stepfather.
Ooh, I'll bet you're relieved. Yeah, that's a break, isn't it?
There aren't any Cokes here, just empty bottles.
Oh, sure there are. Look around on the floor. Look on the windowsill.
No, there aren't any. There's a half bottle of ginger ale, and that's all.
Is it stale?
I guess it is. It doesn't bubble.
Then don't drink it. There is nothing more depressing than a half bottle of stale ginger ale. Say, does your family know where you are?
No.
Well, where do they think you are?
They don't know.
They just let you wander around San Francisco after dark, all by yourself?
I'm 18 years old.
Really? You don't look it.
Do you just try to be insulting to people?
I don't have to try, honey child. I have got a personality problem.
Who said so?
Well, I had a father and an uncle and a grandfather and two or three aunts. They all said so. Hey, you'd better turn on that overhead. It's kind of dark in here.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, that glares, doesn't it? I was meant to get a shade for that bulb.
Goodness, this place is messy.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I'm going to have a house cleaning in a couple of weeks. Take a Sunday for it. Oh, don't bother to pick that stuff up now. Alice will do it.
Who's Alice?
Oh, a friend of mine. I don't know her last name. There. That's done. For bigger and better super burgers, try Pete Achilles Hamburger Stand.
It's very neat.
Oh, that's the perfect comment. Neatly done. Well, I told Pete it was a lousy message, but he doesn't speak the English so well, and I owe him $40. I thought it better not to argue.
Oh, Mr. Creighton. Oh, I love this painting. It's Fisherman's Wharf. Oh, it's wonderful.
Matter of fact, it's corny.
What?
It's a corny subject. Everybody paints Fisherman's Wharf. I don't know why I bothered with it.
Are you being modest? I think it's wonderful. How much is it, Mr. Creighton?
When you ask a question like that, you can call me Joe.
No, really, how much is it?
$1,500.
$1,500?
Yep. And if you've got 40 bucks with you, you can walk out with it.
I've only got about 30.
No, I couldn't sell it for 30. No, I'd rather give Pete the silly drawing.
Suppose I did buy it. What would you do with the money? $1,500, suppose you got that. What would you do?
I'd fly down to Guadalajara.
You would?
Or Mexico City, yep. Yeah, I've never painted much in Mexico. I like Mexico City, don't you?
I've never been there.
Oh. Say, how's about a cup of coffee?
Oh, all right. Mr. Creighton.
Hmm?
What would you charge for a portrait of me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'd paint you, honey child, for love or money. Oh, now, what do you know about that? The coffee's gone.
Maybe Alice will bring some coffee.
She might at that. She works in a restaurant. It's wonderful, the stuff that gal can steal. Well, maybe there's some tea. Let's see if there is some tea.
Why wouldn't you paint me?
Because there's nothing much in your face yet, baby. Ah, yeah, here's some tea. One tea bag. Well, we can swash it around twice. Uh-oh, have you got a quarter?
What?
25 cents. Not change, a quarter. For the gas meter.
Oh, yes, I think I have. Quite a lot of change in here.
All I want is a quarter, if you've got it. I'll pay you back.
Oh, you don't have to. Oh, yeah, here's one.
Good. Thanks, kid. Now we can have some tea.
Mr. Creighton.
Joe to you. I'm Joe to anybody that lends me a quarter.
What did you mean there isn't much in my face yet?
Sweetie Pie, you aren't a woman. You aren't alive yet. How old did you say you were?
I'm 18.
Here, let me look at you. Kind of pretty. You'll have some interesting planes here later on.
I'd be willing to pay you $500 for my portrait.
Where would you get $500?
Well, I have my own money. I inherited an estate just a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. Julian Hatch told me about that. Say, how did you find me here anyhow?
I phoned Mr. Hatch and asked him where you lived.
Oh, you know Julian, do you?
No, I don't. Except I talked to him on the phone. He's a friend of my Uncle Paul's.
Oh. You say your family doesn't know where you are?
No.
Uh-huh. Don't they care?
No, I phoned Claudia and said I wouldn't be home for dinner.
Who's Claudia?
My mother.
Phoned Claudia, said you wouldn't be home for dinner, didn't say where you were going, and just lit out. Is that it? Do you do this often?
Well, no, I...
Just tonight, huh?
Well, I'm legally an adult now, and it seems to me that
I can... Now, here, take your purse, honey child. I owe you a quarter. I will send it to you. You just pop yourself in a cab and get along home, see? That's a good girl. Come on.
What?
Yeah. Out. Nice to have seen you.
Why, you can't...
Now, don't be mad, honey. Your folks will have the vice squad down here after me. Good night. Oh, hey, what's your name? Joan, if you see a girl in a waitress uniform on your way downstairs... Tell her Joe's out of coffee, will you?
It isn't often that that a member of the family gets the better of Father Barber, but it can be done.
Father, I'll never know how twins can be so unlike. Pinky, the procrastinator, Hank, an honor student and embryo scientist. I can't remember when Hank didn't get straight A's in science.
Yes, but sometimes I wonder. Yes, sometimes I think the world would be better off without science.
Why, Father, what a thing to say.
But just look at this magazine. Everything you read nowadays, all about the H-bomb, jet-propelled rockets. Nothing but destruction.
Oh, but Father, that's not fair. What about the constructive side of the ledger? For example, the science of medicine.
Well, no, I didn't...
Why, in that same magazine, there's an article about pneumonia and how scientific discoveries like penicillin have practically banished pneumonia as the feared disease it used to be.
A dramatic example, of course.
And not just dramatic ones, Father. There's nothing very dramatic about the common cold. But look how good old science has buckled down, developed the antihistamines, and ergo, today we have Tabson to check our sneezes and sniffles in a hurry.
Is my eldest daughter thinking of joining her brother Jack in the practice of law?
Did I sound pontifical?
Yes. Judgment rendered in favor of Hazel Barber Murray and Tabson.
Well, all the barbers are aware of Tabson these days, as are thousands of other families. Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, is the new antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms recently developed by Miles Laboratories. Tabson contains an effective antihistamine to check the sneezing and sniffling, the irritation in the nose and throat. But in addition, Tabson contains ingredients to relieve the aches and pains of a cold, to reduce fever, and to counteract that dull, drowsy feeling. So for more complete relief from your cold symptoms, remember Tabson. At the first sign of a cold, take Tabson quick. Feel better quick. It's wise to have a supply of Tabson on hand, so you're prepared when a cold strikes in your family. That's Tabson, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. You've just heard Chapter 5, Book 74 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for TABCIN. Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 6, entitled Paul's Letter to Teddy, will come to you next week at this same time. Have you joined the 1950 Cancer Crusade? It's still not too late. Money, your money, is urgently needed in the fight to conquer this dread disease. Send your contribution today to Cancer in care of your local postmaster. And now the family invites you to stay tuned for the Quiz Kid, who follow immediately over most of these stations. Today's special guest will be Mr. Charles S. Beardsley, chairman of the board of Miles Laboratories, who will present awards to this year's Best Teacher Contest winners. One Man's Family comes to you from California.
Today, hear Harvest of Stars and the American Album on NBC.